The Emira Property Fund came out with its half-year financials today. For the 6 months ended December, the property company reported that distributions rose by 3.1% on a year-on-year basis, adding that this had delivered on its market guidance. The company says the execution of its local property and international property strategies was running in line with its expectations. To tell us further about how the company's faring and about the market in general, I'm joined on the line by Jeff Jennett. He's the CEO of Emira Property Fund. Thanks very much for joining us, Jeff. So your distributions for shareholders rose by 3.1%. What is that per share or unit held?
It's 72.86 cents per share.
Right.
It's a positive 3.1%.
Okay. So just take us through the various property categories you're vested in and their ratios.
Sure. Thanks for that. Our South African portfolio is around about 88% of our total portfolio. And included in that 88% is offices, retail and industrial, and a small segment in the residential side. So at the moment, the balance between retail and offices are very similar, and then industrial is smaller, and then residential is the smallest part. Mm-hmm. But having said that, we've just entered into, in October, we entered into an agreement to dispose of 1.8 billion of our 5.2 billion of office assets through to a BEE consortium, and so that will bring that down meaningfully down to the 3 billion or so level, and retail will be up at the 5.5 billion rand level.
Right.
Then on the offshore side, we have two offshore investments. One is into Growthpoint Australia. The second one is into the United States. And so Growthpoint Australia is about 6% of total assets. And at the moment, our United States investments are around about 5% of total assets.
And is that diversification, that global diversification, helping you to weather the storm in terms of a weaker local economy here at home?
Yes, very much so. So if I look at the growth that we've had, our United States investment growth, the accretive yield that we've achieved there, is around about 2.5%. So it's certainly adding to our diversified earnings base, and it enables us to have a little bit of a buffer in what is a challenging South African economy.
So despite tricky economic times in the South African context, you've managed to bring down your vacancy rates and increase your general tenant retention. Have you managed to do this through being more reasonable in terms of the rental escalations that you're asking for? And if so, is this a strategy that you'll have to going to employ in the short to medium term?
It's been a combination of factors. And certainly, we have had to be more accommodative in terms of the rental increases that we pass through to our tenants. But the other part is the condition of our buildings. So we've certainly continued to invest into our buildings to make sure that the quality is there, that the overall tenant experience is a fantastic experience, and those two factors have meant that our tenant retention rate has been a very high. 88% by gross rental.
So I see that you invested in Swanky property in the Rosebank area in Johannesburg, which is a great location for being a resident, a worker, a school pupil, etc.
Yes.
It's an area that offers a mixed bag of services. So just tell us about your investment there. Has it paid off?
Yes, it's certainly busy paying off at the moment. Now, that used to be 10,000 square meters of B-grade office space, and we took the decision to convert that into 282 residential units, of which 203 of those 282 are complete at the moment, and we're pretty much 70% let on those that are complete. Now, the big driver there was, did we want to go and compete with all the other landlords that are offering office space in Rosebank? Answer is no. I'd rather provide the residential for those office workers. And it's superbly located, and it's because the location is good. Our build quality has been fantastic. We've also teamed up with a specialist in that area as well. And so the product that we're offering is great, and that really was our first foray into the residential side, which we've now followed on with an investment into Transcend Residential Property Fund. So we've got 34.9% stake in them, and you'll see some more activity taking place through that in the near future.
Okay. We've got time constraints, but one last question. I mean, the listed property sector had a hard time last year, losing significant value. Apart from, obviously, difficult operating environment in the local economy, are you optimistic about the future? I mean, you've just referred to the fact that you've decided to invest in this Transcend Residential Fund on the JSE Altex.
Yes. So we are cautiously optimistic in terms of the growth outlook for EMEA. I can't really talk in terms of all the other funds that are out there. But if you continue to do the basics right and you've got a good quality offering, you will be able to deliver sustainable growth going forward. So long as you do those basics right. So the biggest challenge, though, is obviously the South African economy that is slowing. There's the difficulties we have with Eskom. Mm. There's the increased costs. But those are things that we've dealt with in the past. And I'm confident that South Africans, we will get through this again.
On that positive note, Jeff, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time. That was Jeff Jennett. He's the CEO of Emira Property Fund.